stolen town greeting you and wishing you the time of day. You know, I've traveled about considerable in this old world of ours. As I was walking along the path of life in a well-known city, I saw a small group of people gathered in front of a certain well-known theater where they have the footprints of famous and successful people embedded in the pavement. And I saw this little group of visiting people fitting their feet into these footprints. It made me realize for the first time how important footprints are to some people. It sort of brought to mind that old saying of, I wouldn't mind being in that feller's shoes. But I guess that's only a saying after all. Because I think every man and woman likes to stand in their own shoes so that they can strike out on the road of independence and the joy of self-accomplishment. Reminds me of the story that I heard a while back. And this happens to be a true story about the young man in a small town who had married and brought two fine children into the world. And this little family of husband, wife, and little boy and little girl were very, very happy. When, by the influence of some well-meaning buddies, the young father began drinking. And things kept going from bad to worse until the young wife was just about distracted. One winter day, when there had been a very heavy snowstorm, the husband felt the urge of drink coming on him. And he started out from their now very humble little home with what little money they had left, with the excuse that he was going to the grocery store uptown. But his little wife sensed that he was headed for the cafe. And so she told her young son to follow Daddy to be sure that he went to the store. As the men kept getting closer to town, the greater the urge became for drink. And as he trudged through the snow, he happened to hear the voice of his little son behind him calling, Daddy, Daddy dear, wait for me. He turned and said, Son, what are you doing here? And the little one replied, I come along to help you carry the groceries, Daddy. But the father protested angrily. You should not be out in this deep snow. Oh, that's all right, Daddy, said the little fellow. Look, I'm walking right in your footsteps. You know, friends, it's mighty easy for me to believe that that remark struck home, and that that father gathered that little son to his bosom and carried him to the grocery store and safely back to their little home and loved ones. That's honoring this program is making a little pal out of his boy so that his son can look with pride at Dad. And I'm also hoping each one of us dads are watching our steps in case our young sons are watching and following in our footsteps.
noonday, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now. Happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue.